Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
Coming up on today's wrestling news, a major debut on last night's Monday Night Raw.
We've got attendance stuff.
Huge changes to WWE's day one pay-per-view.
And Matt Hardy gives his thoughts on, wait for it, Jeff Hardy.
I'm Adam Wilborn.
And I'm not.
And this is the news.
I'll go first, aren't I? Go on, all right, yeah. There's been a huge, huge debut on WWE Raw. In which, in that sentence, both the words huge and debut are doing a degree of heavy lifting, but not so much you'll be disappointed. Gable Steveson.
Olympic gold medalist.
I looked at it and my brain wants to say Steveson because that's more interesting.
I always want to say Gable Stevenson.
Yes, but that's incorrect.
Yeah, so
that's not how it's spelled nor pronounced. No. I'm just talking about the pronunciation. Anyway, he was in the crowd for last night's WWE Raw. Now, you may remember Adam Wilborn. He is, of course, this famed Olympic wrestler. He's got them gold medals.
Mm-hmm.
He's got them gold medals.
He bit one last night.
May remind you of somebody else whose name escapes me. Mm-hmm. For some reason, he was in the crowd for WWE Raw last night. He is, of course, one of those NIL signings.
Nil.
They are just going with nil on that?
Yeah, next in line.
Yeah, but nil, though.
They popped up on screen.
As in, meaning zero.
Yes.
Worthless. Nothing.
They just showed a load of people with accompanying stuff that they did. So, like, some people were like, collegiate wrestlers, and they were like, ooh. And then there was a little girl who was a runner, and she had her trainers over her shoulder.
What I liked was, these two are twins. Ooh,
yeah.
Sexy.
What are we going to do with them? Take a wild guess.
Anyway, obviously, has kind of been introduced before. There's a bit of talk that he won't be a full-time guy until he... Is it uni? Is it college?
Yeah, I believe
so. He's finishing his education, so he's not going to be in until next year, we believe. But he was in the front row for Bobby Lashley and Kevin Owens' match. Interestingly, Kevin Owens, not too happy to see him, giving him the old stink eye. But Bobby Lashley and everybody... Give him the old fisties. So, what's going on there, Adam Wilborn?
I don't really know in terms of that, but I like you say, I think you can easily guess that Gable Steveson, when he does eventually arrive in WWE, is going to be fast-tracked to the big time. They obviously brought him out on a pay-per-view.
SummerSlam.
It genuinely is a time suit, my brain. he came out and they gave him the big introduction, and obviously they've done this. Now, I genuinely wouldn't be surprised if he had some sort of appearance at the Royal Rumble, whether he's actually in it or not. Who knows? But yeah, he is getting fast-tracked as soon as they can get him in a wrestling ring regularly, basically. And yeah, exciting to see what they do with him. No pressure, like you say, considering the history of Olympic gold medalists in WWE.
I don't think I'm ruining anybody's breakfast by saying WWE have an enormous, veiny, throbbing hard-on for this guy. And probably, deservedly so, based on his collegiate background.
See, Vince got his pencil out last night on Raw. Okay, also on...
That's absolutely not what he calls it, is it? So...
Also on last night's Raw, you may have seen this image doing the rounds on social media of the shocking attendance for Monday Night Raw. Now, I've got to balance this out, really. To be fair, according to WrestleTix, WWE did distribute, I didn't say sold, but at least distributed 5,192 tickets for the show, which is impressive. Whether or not, you know, they've given quite a few away, I'm not going to speculate on anything like that, but that is a decent number for a wrestling show. The problem is, where they were holding the episode of Monday Night Raw, the XL Energy Center in Minnesota, that holds 17,000.
Yeah, the clue's in XL, isn't
954.
They wanted the M Energy Center, didn't they? They wanted the M, possibly
so,
the L.
So, in the words of, I think, Triple H, even a jumbo jet looks small flying down the Grand Canyon, although I think that was a sex thing.
It was a vagina thing, specifically.
Ah, fair enough. So yeah, you may have seen the images of the hard cam side, completely empty, lots of areas being tarped off. You may have also seen the opening of the show where they sort of went, here we are at the XL Energy Center, and just sort of shot half the arena, basically. They even also brought down fans from the upper decks to fill holes in the crowd that hadn't been sold out, which would have been blatantly obvious if you'd have been watching the show. Is this a worrying sign for you, or is this just one of those things where they should have just booked a smaller arena?
Look, the bottom line is 5,000 people's not bad for a wrestling show. I mean, we've done bigger shows than that. We've booked bigger shows than that. They do it every single week. We'll give them the benefit of the doubt here. It's not. I don't think it's a big deal at all. Mm-hmm. 5,000 people for a weekly wrestling show, which is at the minute in a bit of a critical slump, and the TV viewers' figures aren't great. It's fine. It's actually absolutely fine. It's just, as you say, the optics, Adam Wilborn, the optics of that picture in particular look disastrous for them because, I don't know, I think people still like to romanticise Monday Night Raw as this must-attend, sell-out across the country kind of event. And one, that's not how WWE is right now. Two, that's how the world is right now. Things don't sweep across the country and sell out every single place they go. It's not a big deal. It just looks kind of funny.
Yeah.
That would be my input.
Yeah, it's just the way things are right now. I think as we get towards WrestleMania season, if they're not selling out arenas, that would be more concerning. But, you know, these things happen. I just think they were dumb to put it in such a huge arena for last night.
Wait, hang on, sorry. If we're paid AEW shills.
Yes.
Who's paying us to stick up for them here?
I don't know.
Am I not getting a check for this? Anyway, right, so on said episode of WWE Monday Night Raw, how many people? 5,000?
5,192.
Well, they will have witnessed, live and in living colour, an addition made to Dave One's not main event WWE Championship match.
Yes.
So, for reasons that are never ever fully explained, because it's behind the scenes authority figures, Sonya Deville and Adam Pearce were like, hey, Bobby Lashley, we're going to add you to the triple threat match, provided that you can beat all three of your opponents in one night. It makes sense to somebody for some reason. So he knocks off Kevin Owens in relatively short order. There's a disqualification against Seth Rollins.
I did like that, that was quite clever.
No, it's now no DQ. So he gets back and he beats him in, I think, all of 2-point-something seconds.
Yep.
And then, thanks to a highly interfered main event on the evening, he beats Big E. And it's now a fatal four-way match in that. I will be honest, I don't understand A, their motivation for doing any of this, B, how it benefits anybody involved, or C, if they wanted to, you know, put the cat amongst the pigeons, why they make the cat fight through three other cats to do it.
Yeah, is Bobby Lashley a heel or not? Because that was quite a babyface journey he went on.
Yeah, like, the thing is, Pierce and Deville, if they were being healed, they would have just put him in.
Yeah.
Because that inconvenienced the babyfaces, but they didn't. They made a joke. Look, maybe there's a video coming up on What Culture Wrestling, written by Michael Sidgwick and presented by me, about how the whole authority figure thing right now doesn't really make a whole lot of sense, kind of tying in with the season finale of Succession. Maybe it's a genius bit of content. Maybe you'll see it soon. I actually have no idea who's editing it. Do you want the full day one card in full?
Yes, because there was a women's match added to it last night.
Yes, there was. Universal Championship. Roman Reigns versus Brock Lesnar.
God damn, that's going to be good.
I think that might be the main event, that one. WWE Championship, triple threat, strike through, fatal four-way, Big E versus Seth Rollins versus Kevin Owens versus Bobby Lashley.
Bobby Lashley being added to that match is objectively making it a better match.
Well, this is the thing. I'm gonna be doing this for the whole way through the card. It's actually quite a good card, I think. Edge versus The Miz.
Yep, good.
I watch the hell out of that. The Usos versus The New Day. Never not good. And we've not seen it in... Well, all right, okay. I know it's not been a million years, but it's... When they did it seemingly every pay-per-view.
Yeah.
It's a long way removed from that. That's me trying to put positives on it. Betty Lynch versus Liv Morgan.
Good stuff.
I actually think that'll be good. They've written that quite well. They've actually made a point of... It really does feel like Liv Morgan's had a sufficient enough push that there is a potential upset there.
And she got screwed on Raw last week, of course. She came very close to taking the title off Becky Lynch until Becky grabbed the ropes.
And then I'm just down to all the weird stuff that's at the bottom of the website.
And Tony Storm versus Charlotte Flair, I believe... I think Tony got added because she won a match because Charlotte kicked too much ass on SmackDown. Great stuff. Look, Bobby Lashley being added to that match is great. It was a weird way they went about it, but I suppose with the whole RK Bronament not happening, the finals of that was meant to go down on last night's show. But according to injuries, that's off for 2 weeks, which is a suspicious amount of time for people to be injured off television.
Isn't it, not for me to speculate on.
But they had to fill the show up, so they did it with that. And I'm sure people have their own thoughts on how that came about. But I suppose they sort of protected Big E with all the shenanigans, Owens and Rollins getting involved. I did like Kevin Owens just coming down and chinning Seth Rollins and going, hey, you win the match by DQ. And then be like, and then be like, no, come on. come on, back into the match.
Come on, hey, but play properly, boys.
If we get a Bobby Lashley babyface turn, I'd kind of be all right with that.
I have always enjoyed the idea of Bobby Lashley being this massively overpowered superhuman babyface.
Yeah.
I've always liked that idea. And every time they sort of like tease it, when they lovingly lick around the rim of it, it just never works, does it? They have no idea how to book him as a convincing, relatable babyface.
The only time they've done it is when they did that video package on the, I think it was Survivor Series pay-per-view, being like, Bobby Lashley is this amazing all-American guy. And then they were like, back to being a git on Monday Night Raw it is then. Weird, but yeah, that's a better match. A Fatal 4-Way is just as bad in terms of a triple threat, in terms of, right, go out the ring and we can do spots, but at least you can pair people off, I suppose.
He's too big. They managed to get Braun away as a relatable babyface because he was, like, novelty big. And he was a bit of a... So it was a bit like, oh, you could imagine him... It probably hasn't been easy for him being that big.
Mm-hmm.
There's a level of big where your life is easy, but then there's a level of freak show big where your life is not easy. And they got away with Braun like that. But for Bobby Lashley, it's just like... Well, you are just, in every room you've ever been in, you're the most impressive physical specimen.
Ridiculous.
You've never, ever had any kind of physical disadvantage in your entire life. And, I don't know, you know what Bobby Lashley needs?
What?
He needs, like, a comedy gimmick where he's like, hey, I'm Bobby Lashley. Here's a funny joke I heard.
Like Madcap Moss.
Or if he was crap. I mean, they just made him, imagine they just made him crap for, like, 6 months. Like, he hits his head, or he opens a microwave before the ding, and he forgets how to wrestle. It just falls out of his head, so he's like, oh, really awkward and can't wrestle anymore. And he's getting beaten by guys half his size. That'll work.
Don't give him ideas. Right, let's...
Someone's got to give him ideas.
Oh, yeah.
Someone has to.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hey everyone, I'm Craig Robinson, co-host of the Ways to Win podcast, alongside my good friend John Calipari. I've been on the go recently. Phoenix, Kansas City, Chicago. If you're like me and have a home but aren't always at home, you have an Airbnb. Hosting your home or a spare room is a very practical side hustle. If you live in a big game town, you can Airbnb your place for fans to stay in. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Right, let's conclude by updating you on the whole Jeff Hardy situation. Of course, released by WWE. He was taken off that show, issues, etc., etc. But Matt Hardy has started talking about his brother on Twitch on a stream on Monday night and sort of reiterated the fact that we don't need to be that concerned about Jeff Hardy, saying, for the people who are worried about Jeff or concerned about him, I'm here to tell you he is good and there is no reason to be worried or concerned about him. Continuing, he said, what I'm saying is that Jeff is in the best place I've seen him in a very long time. I feel confident about Jeff. And WWE, I understand their stance too. They feel like they were kind of backed into a corner because of his history. And even though they may have jumped the gun with this a little bit, they made a decision. It is what it is. Jeff did say he wasn't going to go to rehabilitation because he felt he didn't need to. And I don't think he did either. And that's the honest to God's truth. So Hardy saying they may have jumped the gun on the release of Jeff Hardy, but I've got to agree with the other part that what he said. Look, if they know Jeff Hardy's having issues right now, if they've offered him rehabilitation and help and he doesn't want it, there's only really one option for them. And I don't like the idea that people are saying that Jeff Hardy's worked his way out of his WWE deal and now he can go and free to do other stuff. Just get the help you need if you're in that sort of situation.
Sorry, by saying get the help you need, you're talking to the people who come up with that spurious nonsense on the internet. Please get the help that you need as well. Yeah, I think we said this when we did the news story.
Mm.
The headlines obviously looked terrible. He'd had reports of a rough week, a shaky week. He'd not been in the best state when he was at a house show, and then he'd released from his contract and turned down the offer of rehabilitation. As headlines, those read terribly. Mm-hmm. They're very concerning. But I think we said when we did the news video, they're only part of the picture. You know what I mean? Like, you can have a rough week. The guy has his history. He has his demons. He's had his history. Mm-hmm. You can have a rough week and still be fine. You could be offered rehabilitation and not need it. Like, we kind of wanted to see how this all played out and get more information before anybody started going which way or the other. And that kind of plays into the idea that it's probably for the best for both him and WWE, but it's maybe not a huge cause for concern.
No, I think the most reassuring thing there is, of course, Matt saying, look, he's in the best place I've seen him for a long time. Yeah. Don't worry about him. So fantastic news for that. We wish Jeff well in
his recovery, regardless.
Yeah.
You know.
Right, shall we move on to the Twitter questions?
Actually, cannot move on to the Twitter questions. I have a very important breaking news announcement emanating live from here in the What Culture Studio. So, you know how we have, if I've got one, so yes, I've got someone.
Hey.
We released, for the first time in ages, a brand new book, Becoming All Elite, The Rise of AEW, Michael Stric's seminal work on the opening 2 years of the upstart promotion AEW. Now, you're aware that we put these on sale.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I'm very pleased to announce, this is not the story, by the way, but I'm very pleased to announce that the first edition of this book has completely sold out. And I want to say, we tripled the original order when we saw the demand for this coming in on pre-order. We tripled the original volume on it, and it is still completely sold out. Now, if you ordered one of these, wherever you are in the world, they are currently in the post. Now, I said in other videos, we were, despite the delays on the printing end, we were hoping, praying we would get them before the international Christmas shipping deadline. We did. They have made the post for that. Now, that doesn't, I can still offer no guarantees.
That's not our problem.
They are now in the hands of the postal service. So if you ordered them for Christmas, you should be getting them in time for Christmas. If not, or almost imminently afterwards. But these are completely sold out. However, that's sad, isn't it?
Yeah, well, I wanted one for my Christmas wish.
That was your Christmas wish, wasn't it? So what we've done is we have worked deeply closely with Santa and, let me check his name, Jeff Bezos here, and we have managed to list these globally now on Amazon. So wherever you are in the world, you can now order a paperback version of Becoming All Elite.
Paperback order.
Correct, like that. And that will be dispatched to you. I do not know when, but you can get them. Now, if you want an ebook version, they will be going live.
Go on.
On Amazon.
On
Christmas Day.
Oh,
Christmas Day, you'll be able to get
Christmas,
these as an ebook on Amazon. They can't pre-order them yet, so keep an eye out on our socials and wherever. We'll let you know when they are available to pre-order. Amazon has to go through all kinds of checks for these things. They're still going on at the minute, but they will be available to own on Christmas Day and available to pre-order sometime before that. I think that's everything. Although, if you want more information about this, we did record a hilarious skit. Would you like to see a short clip?
Yes.
Here it is. Absolutely not, Amy. All of these books have sold out.
But it's my Christmas wish.
That was funny, wasn't it?
I enjoyed that.
One take.
One take.
Anyway, what have you got?
Should we move on to the Twitter questions?
Can I just say as well, by the way, if you have ordered one of these, genuinely,
yeah,
thank you so much, because we haven't done a book. We haven't done a brand new book in ages. We sort of rolled the dice with this a bit. We didn't really know what the demand was going to be. And yeah, we had to triple the original order. More than triple the original order, I should say. And they're totally sold out. So genuinely, from the bottom of my broken black heart, thank you so much. And also, the NXT book, the reprint of Development Hell, that is sold out, but we'll be doing something for that. And 606 Wrestling Matches See Before You Die, my personal favourite in all this, by the way, the one I might have had the most guiding hand on, that is very nearly sold out. That is a gnat knob away from selling out. There are, I think, single figures, maybe just over double figures left of that. So if you want one, you can, but we will be doing something similar for those books.
Yes. Right, let's move on to your Twitter questions. At What Culture WWE, of course, you're going to get in touch with us. First question today comes from Jake, who says, when Triple H is fully recovered and ready to be a part of WWE TV again, how would you feel about Triple H leading a black and gold stable to take over Monday Night Raw, including Tommaso Ciampa, Pete Dunne, and Finn Balor?
Right. So you know when people send us this booking stuff?
Yes.
And then it's always like, oh, what if this happened? And I just go, yeah, what if that happened, right? If you, Jake, were in charge of booking this, stupendous, absolutely sensational idea. But I don't trust, it's an invasion angle. We've seen with invasion angles, they have to be well thought out. They have to make sense every single week. There's so many moving parts. They would not do that right. Like, there's so many, you know what you could do? You could just have the invasion angle, forgive me, just start with all the underused NXT guys, just starting NXT as a stable on the main roster.
Like
and that. then you reveal Trips as the mastermind behind it all because he's making a play for the throne. Brilliant idea. Do you trust them to do that?
Nope.
You do not.
Look at, I mean, literally one of the names you suggested there, Jake, How have they treated Finn Balor? Perfect. Twice on the main roster.
Perfect.
So there you go.
Perfect.
But I like the idea. I just don't trust WWE to split.
Be really good, wouldn't it, if they all just started acting the clip and then you realise, hang on, it's all the NXT guys who were doing this, and then all of a sudden they ruin a pay-per-view, and it's like, we are, because they've got genuine claims. We are bona fide.
Oh, wow.
We carried this company. Really, we carried this company critically on our backs for years. And then as soon as we got here, where we were promised the big paydays and the big shows, everything we'd worked for, we were forgotten about, we were discarded. It's perfect.
And we could have heel commentator Wade Barrett on the... don't make me dream like this. Iron gives us our second question of the day.
Iron.
With the fantastic debut of Hook, absolute priest that he is, where do you see AEW going next with him? Do they hold off on his next match to build Mystique or throw him right into Dynamite? I see him built as a credible threat to Sammy Guevara's TNT title reign.
Three words for you, Adam Wilborn.
Yeah.
Punk's first loss. That's how I do it.
I'm not going to disagree.
I've just done with, by the way, since you mentioned AEW there. People are like, oh, you sold out, did you? Sold out all them books, did you? They're completely sold out, have you? How have you got one in your hands then, Adam, if they're all in the post? This is the proofing copy that the publisher sent us. So it's not even, there's actually a few errors in it. So I can't sell this one. This is the one they send us first, so we can go.
Well, we can sell it. We can sell that
good,
for a price.
Looks good. Oh, huge error. Can't let that go out. Looks good. There's a few problems though. So the proofing copy.
Collins Abbott White gives us our final question today. Collins says, morning, gents. Long time watcher, first time writer. Thanks for getting in touch, Collins. We know Adam Wilborn is desperate for the electric chair moment. If you're not aware of that, that is when Dominic Mysterio hoists his father up onto his shoulders and an electric chair. There's the old prick on the ramp.
You know, you tipped all the way back there.
Yep. But what if WWE saved Dominic and Rey's feud for Rey's retirement and then had them fight over the mask? Kind of a succession feud with Dom insisting. And then the tweet stops because I haven't got the other tweet because my phone's not connected to the internet. So
with Dom insisting.
Uh-oh, an error occurred.
Just insisting.
Yeah, insisting.
I'm just going to refer you back to, not sound like a very handsome broken record here, but I'm going to refer you back to my original point of, great idea. Do you trust them with it? Like, that's a huge betrayal angle. But they would get it so muddled, wouldn't they? They would invoke the spirit of Eddie for 1 week for no reason. Oh, it's because you put me in a ladder match and I actually love my own. And then they would forget about that. And then Ray would have to retire when they did the blow-off match and he'd lose his mask. But then he would just come back in 6 months.
He lost an eye.
He would come back in 6 months so. With a different mask and no one ever mentioned it. Yeah, great idea. If you...
Collins,
Abbott, White. If you were booking that, great idea. But you're not, so... will suck.
I think they win the RK Bronament, then lose it day one, and then he's going to electric chair the old prick on the ramp.
Can I just ask?
Yes.
There's only two father-son combinations I've ever seen in my life with such a clear, weird height disparity.
Right.
And it's Dominic and Rey Mysterio.
Yeah.
And Adam and Mr. Wilborn.
Yeah.
So where's this real, this thirst you have for Dominic to absolutely splat his old man? Where's that come from, eh? What's that about?
Well, I suppose it began when I was about 8 years old. Uh-huh. I don't want to talk about it.
Okay.
That's just between me and my therapist. Let's move on to today's...
therapist.
And finally, this tweet from Scott Garland. Who's Scott Garland, I hear you ask?
Scott, you are you?
Well, I thought you were going to say, who's Scott Garland? But it's Scott Garland going to argue.
Okay, well, no, because imagine if I'd been like, who's Scott Garland? The comments would be like, do you know Scott too hot he is?
It's Scotty Too Hotty, and he posted this photo yesterday. What did you think when you first saw this photo?
I thought, oh, Rikishi Fatu has met Joe Exotic. He must be out of prison. Oh, that's interesting.
No, Scotty posted this photo. So this happened today, ready for 2022.
Scotty Too Exotic.
Scotty Too Hotty and Rikishi hanging out. So you're telling me there's a chance they could be in
chance,
the Rumble?
I'm Get in. A chance.
That wins me a pasty from Mandy Murray if that happens.
Can I just say, it isn't fair to you to keep taking passes of Andy. He knows now.
Right.
He knows now.
Well, let us know your thoughts on that and all today's news stories in the comments section below. Don't be a snitch
big
either.
Brain.
The amount of times
big
we
brain.
Say stuff and people go, I'm going to snitch on you.
Oh, I've been meaning to ask about this for months, by the way.
What?
Somebody messaged me being like, "What? Why does everybody think your bathroom's so funny?" And I was like, what? Your bathroom comes up in What Culture Podcasts a lot.
Your bathroom?
I've never heard about this. My bathroom, apparently.
Well, I don't remember us mentioning this.
I don't know why.
Your bathroom?
My bathroom. Mm-hmm. I've never... I don't know.
I like your bathroom.
Right, so right, you have an opinion on it.
It's a nice bathroom.
It's tidy, I'll give it that.
Yeah.
But like...
I've been to other What Culture's presenters' bathrooms.
No,
and
some of them.
They were so bad, my wife literally cleaned them whilst we were at the party. So, Yeah, take that, take solace in that fact. Feel free to speculate in the comments who that is, or maybe was, as a former employee of What Culture.
There's one former one whose bathroom was so bad that there is. I'm currently in a WhatsApp group where the picture it's just a picture zoomed in of his toilet bowl.
We'll talk about that. Let us know your thoughts and speculations in the comment section below. Don't forget to like, share, and subscribe.
Oh my god! This is sold out.
What?
But you know what's never sold out?
What?
You can still get. You can see these are below now. They're below the thing.
You can click and buy your very own What Culture branded t-shirt.
We've got a brand new What Culture range of merchandise. It should be on every single channel, just below the video in the little
It's t-shirt. Cool that. I just wish there was something on the back, I suppose.
Oh, there is!
There is!
Yeah, WhatCulture.com. Now, of course, that's a wrestling one. You get that every single channel. If you want one of these film nerds, you can get What Culture main one. That comes in red. That's really nice. Thank you very much for putting that there. And if you're a gaming nerd, you get it in Nerd Blue.
Nerd Blue.
I'm putting it wrong way around. We get it in Nerd Blue. And there's similar versions for Trek Culture, for Horror, for Comics, for Who Culture, for the other one.
I think that's all of them.
You can get it for every single time. We'll have more exciting, interesting designs to go on, but these are like a permanent thing. You can get yourself a nice branded What Culture t-shirt. Dare I say Adam Wilborn. The perfect stocking filler.
Exactly.
Dare I say it.
I mean, that's what everyone in my family's getting.
Shipping worldwide.
Yeah. Will Wade! Like, share, subscribe. Let us know your thoughts on Twitter at WhatCultureWWE. Follow him on Twitter at
Adam Cleary, CLEY.
Follow me at Adam
That's
Wilborn.
How you do it, isn't it?
Follow us all at WhatCultureWWE, as I said. But for now, my thanks to Adam Cleary. Thank you for joining us. And we will see you soon.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.